Welcome to Fold in the Cheese, the recipe for fantasy football success. We are your hosts, two average dudes, watched a lot of football, played a lot of fantasy football, and our wives told us to get real jobs.
And we said pass. We would much rather talk about football instead, so here we are. This is a podcast for those who are just starting in the fantasy football. We want to bring some knowledge to help you get started. We'll be here along with you on the whole journey throughout the season, checking in with players and seeing who we should sit, who we should start, all that fun stuff. And for those who are a little more advanced, don't worry, we got some stuff for you too.
Yeah, so if you're a casual fantasy player and you're tired of not winning, we're going to change that for you. If you never played before and you feel like, hey, I think I'd like to play this and I think I'd like to win my first time through, we're here for you too. Let's make this happen. Get some W's.
Let's get it.
Hey, I'm Kemper. Been playing fantasy football for about 20 years now. Actually, I know it's 20 years because I saw my Yahoo profile. 2001, first trophy ever, first league ever.
You did not win your first league.
I was born a champion, son. Get it right.
Wow.
Well, actually, I guess that's public knowledge. You can go in my profile. I think I finished 8th out of 10. First
league ever. That sounds more realistic. Yeah, thank you very much.
I was not happy. Yeah, I didn't like losing. So, kept playing, and unlike golf, I actually got better, and so now, here I am as a master of all things fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to believe that you and I have literally been playing this for 20 years, and yes, I think I outdate you. I am your elder, so I do go
one
farther
year,
back.
Not even
hey,
a year.
That counts. Yeah, older. So I can honestly remember starting off the really early stages of fantasy, checking the box scores in the paper and having to tabulate. Yes, Cordell Stewart, Jerome Bettis, they were my studs.
Like, oh. Yeah, okay. Franco Harris.
Star on my bench, and it was spectacular.
Dude,
so,
you're like not even 1 year older than me. There's no way you were playing in 1977 whenever the old Gazette came out with the box scores. Anyway, I've been listening to fantasy podcasts. I know Ethan has too for 10-15 years, and they're all, you know, various levels of good for depending on what kind of content you want. Mostly pretty stat laden, pretty heavy, dense. Some guys trying to get ahead of the curve and predict some crazy sleeper and get that I told you so moment at the end of the season without, of course, the accountability of, yeah, I fell on my face on like 20 other people that said we're gonna be the next.
You always seem to hear the successes in these fantasy podcasts, not necessarily like, ooh, yeah, I messed that one up. That was bad.
Yeah. So I think what you'll find here is a refreshing opposite twist where we're going to be messing up a lot.
And brutally honest.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of calls, and we'll tell you we missed a call.
And we will definitely own up to it. Yeah, I think Kemper's right. You know, we want to bring this so it's easy to understand. It's easy to access. We want this for everybody. We necessarily didn't have that when we first started. And if you're first starting, we want this to be a good resource for you. And we think we can bring that to you, put it in an easily accessible way, and just get you going. Right, Kent?
That's right. Yeah, we can digest all the data that's out there from all the so-called experts. And then simplify it down a little bit, make it easy for everybody to understand. So your head doesn't spin at the end of this thing. My goal, personally, I want my mom to get into fantasy football. I want my mom to play fantasy football. And this lady, like, basically doesn't watch football. I mean, she's a trooper. She'll watch it, you know, but like, she doesn't know any of the players. She knows the colors of the teams, you know, that kind of thing. I want her to be like, you know what? I'm going to win a championship this year.
You know what? I honestly want your daughter to get involved because I feel like she would get so cutthroat. She would wake you up in the middle of the night with a knife saying, Dad, do not pick him up. That is my sleeper. Let him clear waivers.
She is a savage. She would get first claim on the waivers every time. Legit.
Somehow.
You do not want to mess with that girl.
So that's what we're just hoping to bring. Hoping to see all people joining between Kemper's mom, Kemper's daughter. We just want this to be for everybody. So stick with us. Follow us throughout the year. We'll help you get through week by week, watching the games, putting it all together for you, and hopefully make you look like a genius the next day on Tuesday morning.
I got a good feeling about it.